brain is worldly and carnal, he's full of pride. Did you know in Proverbs 6:17 it says if you dress up in a proud look, you're an abomination to God? Look at him up on the stage. He can be dressed up in proud look and he's an abomination unto God. Entertaining, rather than calling you out of your sin by the shed blood of Jesus, you got to come out of the world and come out of these false places and walk in holiness and obedience like John the Baptist and Peter and Paul. Not entertain yourself like the worldly corrupt ways. My website will bless you. You got my email if I can help you. You must come out of the world, young man.
I'll check it out.
You must come out of the world. This is not biblical Christianity. This is carnal, fleshly entertainment. And Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in the flesh. When you get in there and you see people dancing and jumping and moving around, that is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in the New Testament gives us joy. You know what that joy is called in the Greek? You know what it means? Inner calm and cheer. You have an inner calm, not jumping around, not acting crazy. That's flesh. I did that at worldly rock concerts. The Holy Spirit gives you calm and joy and peace. That's not what this place brings. Satan has infiltrated the false Christian places and the Sunday church systems. My website will teach you that versus God's word.
I believe that about the Sunday church systems. Some theories about the Sunday church systems.
And he's not far from it, okay? I'll give him this. He has called out the church systems and said he left them. But here's the thing. There's ditches. He ran from one ditch, the churchianity. He ran into another ditch of compromise, man-pleasing. They asked him about homosexuality. Do you know the Bible?
Yes.
Do you think the Bible says homosexuality is a sin?
Yes, it does.
Lecrae couldn't answer. Look up my testing of Lecrae at Don't Perish. I got the video, the audio. I got the audio of him going, well, you know, they said if your son was gay and he wanted you at the wedding, he goes, yeah, I'm going to be there to support my son because I know I love him. And it's not about his decisions, you know, like if he chose baseball or football. He couldn't even answer the question. He's a compromised man-pleaser for mammon. And I just want to tell you one thing. By you going in there and giving him your money, you're partaking of it. And when you partake of sin, you're guilty of it. I hope you repent of it. I hope you go ponder it. I hope you repent of it and never do it again. And you open the scriptures. And if you want help, I'll help you study. You must come out of the world. This is not biblical churchianity.
All right.
Not biblical Christianity.
Well,
it's false churchianity.
If I feel God urging on my heart that I need to repent
for this. Don't go by the urging of your heart. That can be feelings. Open the scriptures. See what God's word said. Jesus said we live by every word of the mouth of God, not feelings. And go by the word of God and then ask the Spirit to say, confirm for me. Hey, James 4:4 says to be a friend of the world like Lecrae is makes you an enemy of God. He's a friend of the world. He's all about the world.
Okay, I'll check it out.
I love you, man. Test yourself. Email me. I'd love to help you.
Okay, I'm going to check out.
Check out that testing. I got the audio of him saying that. Carnal, fleshly, not of God. You must walk in holiness. Be ready to lose your entire life for Jesus. He's not a hobby. He's everything.
Can I see a letter?